You all right?
Oh, it didn't tell any worse.
I'm fine, Karagi. I'm fine. Yeah, go back one bottle of rum. Come along, Hoffman.
You go along, Mark. I'll him for trouble. Catch him by. Wait here.
Wait here. Yeah, I'm sorry, Karagi. Only friend I've got on this. No,
may I suggest, Mr. Phillips, that perhaps it should be me. Somewhat more.
I got nothing. I think I had it. Call Karagi up.
Of every native on this island.
Well, I'm a friend. Sydney once, alone against nine sailors.
That's not exactly what
I engineered a mutiny aboard an Arab tower in the Gulf of Oman some years back. I saw the cargo at Bahrain for a pretty figure, Murray,
That certainly compounded the crime.
The cargo was illegal in the first place, Murray. You know what it was? Slaves. Little boys and girls from India.
Mr. Pellet, I must ask you once and for all.
This bottle's almost finished, Murray, so spit it out.
Will you take a job if I offer you one?
A job? Murray, I stopped working 9 years ago. I'm against working.
All right. Then I must ask you to leave this island on the next boat.
I like it here, Murray. I'm staying here.
Well, I can't make you go, I suppose.
You suppose, right?
But I do have certain powers. The company controls the sale of liquor here, Mr. Pellet. And if I order that none be given you...
You'll do that?
I would.
Unless I take a job or leave, is that it?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not working, and I'm not leaving, Murray.
Then you won't be boozing either, Mr. Pellet.
I'll finish this scotch if you don't mind, Murray. I think I've earned it.
Good day, Mr. Pellet. Went out to serve Pellet no more rum. However, the skinful of scotch he'd taken on occasion shall saw him through until noon the next day. He awoke then with a terrible thirst, and I keep things from drinking. You can't cut off alcohol from a man who has been continuously tickled for 9 years without results more or less violent. Karaki was impatient to the sick, bore the brunt of it all. Karaki, the little heathen from Bolivia, a place where some people were smoked. And others. It took 2 days of awful torture to break Pellet's spirit, and then on the morning of the third, the man was shattered.
Like a brute. But all the time, waiting for the day the ship would arrive, showered more devotion than ever upon his flesh. He spent his evenings outside Michael Howell's bar, picking the wings of telling guests just enough to take them off home. Night after night, he was on his wing, while the white man stood roaring.
Karaki, we gotta hide somewhere.
You go on south of the beach, you wait there. They fix them both, they go pretty quick.
What boat you got, no boat?
Me find a boat. Me hide a good friend, fella.
All right, I trust you, but hurry, man.
On the beach while Taraki broke into the boat shed and with an axe smashed the bottoms out of the three craft sheltered there. Then he opened the trade room and quickly gathered together a big bundle of supplies, including a Winchester rifle and a box of cartridges. Next, he carried everything out onto the beach and loaded it into a stout outrigger canoe that belonged to Mr. Mummery. Finally, he fetched pellets from the shack, and together they hurriedly launched the canoe in the lagoon. Taraki rigged the big mast sail and then paddled out into the breeze just beyond the harbor entrance.
Good morning, Taraki. First
thing.
Yes? Where are we headed for, anyway? What island we go, Taraki?
Look out here.
Look out there. You crazy? That's 800 miles from here.
Well, let's say we go. My home.
800 miles.
We go. All fine. Always one bring you along my home.
It was not the beginning of a very pleasant voyage in which Chris was hellish. The fear of being captured and hanged was great enough, but added to it were the horrors brought on once more by the lack of alcohol. The first night he was too seasick to care, but by morning he was raging.
Why didn't you pack
in some
rum?
No more need of water. No need of rum. Got plenty of water.
Curse you, Taraki. I don't drink water.
More better. You drink water.
Well, I won't drink water. Taraki, turn back, please. I'll take hanging to the
third battery, sir. You're sure catching one big fellow in. Throw straight up over me.
No. How could you find Bougainville anyway? No. We're going back,
sir. Yes.
No, what?
No, brother,
you
rat!
Taraki easily tied the weakened white man hand and foot and continued to sail off into the open sea. Now and then he threw a dipperful of seawater over the white man and occasionally fed him a coconut milk. Taraki was an excellent nurse. He even combed Pellet's red hair and whiskers twice every day. By the time they reached the Santa Cruz region, Pellet's condition had improved as Taraki released him. They were now in an area peppered with tiny islands, and Taraki decided to land on the lee of one in order to replenish their water supply. He dropped sail and was paddling slowly in when suddenly, from out of nowhere, a cutter carrying two white men appeared behind him. One of the men signaled for the canoe to stop and surrender, but Taraki had other ideas.
Look, I can't go with the other fellow! You better go away!
Put the gun down, Taraki. We're in enough trouble now.
Under a gorgeous dawn, they sailed to the bay.
added from the surface of the flies shows the speed and thousand high upon the beach. A few minutes after, Pellet heard a gentle footstep behind him and turned to find Karate standing there with the rifle at his hip and the axe.
Yeah, me like too. Great pleasure to have me, Karate.
Me like a pet.
Huh? Oh, well, me like a mule too, Karate. We big fellow friends, right?
Me like it too much. What sort of hat belong to you?
Huh? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Red hair. Fine red winter. Big prize here. Smoke him head. Take him, Karate. Big man on island.
You mean you got a my head?
Fine head. There's fine head. Cut him off now. That was the way of it. That was all the mystery. In Karagi's country, a white man's head well smoked was indeed a prize. But that of Mr. Christopher Kelly with his precious red whiskers was a thing to be desired above the love of women. And the simple, patient, enduring Karagi had served hard to win him. And did it really matter to Kelly how or why he died, since his own race would have hanged him for murder anyway?